This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am giving you another perspective on what it means to play the long game. Recently, we described playing the long game as resisting your way and holding out for God's will to unfold in your life. Another way to play the long game is to never let self-doubt hold you back. The late NBA legend and icon Kobe Bryant mastered playing the long game. Kobe once confessed, "I have self-doubt. I have insecurity. Sure, I have fear of failure. We all have self-doubt. But here's the key," he said, "you don't deny it, but you also don't capitulate to it." When I turn to the scriptures, Gideon is a great example of one who overcame self-doubt. Gideon was chosen by God to defeat the Midianites, but he would come to realize that he had a greater battle within that he had to defeat first. Gideon was considered the least among his family members, and it is likely that this mindset of being less than others caused Gideon to doubt himself. When you doubt yourself, you are also doubting the presence of God in your life. God is not expecting you to handle his assignments perfectly, but rather to trust that he is working alongside you. In Gideon's case, most of his men died on the battlefield, leaving him with about 300 men to fight against 135,000 Midianites. Yet Gideon was still victorious. Tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I share a story about overcoming doubt. But before you do, remember these words, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure," Philippians 2:13. So today, play to win.